Some of you are here, and your ancestor left you some land, left you some property. It got stolen. You considered it to be gone forever. But why don't you ask the Lord? What should you do? Amen. David got everything back. Where do we stop at? Verse 19. Okay. Give me verse 20. Now look what happened. I want to show you something. And he took all the sheep and cattle, which were driven ahead of the other livestock. And the people did what? Shouted. This is David plunder. Keep going. And when David came to the 200 men who had been too exhausted to go with him and had been left behind at, how do you say that, Wadah? What, Wadah, Wadah, if, anyway. Besor, Wadi, Besor. And they came out to meet him and the, what? The troop with David. When David approached, and when David approached the men, he did what? Greeted them, but watch what happened. And I'll stop right here. But all the what? Worthless men among those. And see, that's what we want to do, and get rid of all the worthless stuff among us. Because it just don't work. It'll work habit. It won't cause you to function and get God's best. So all the worthless men among those who had gone with David resorted, because they didn't go with us. We will not give any of our plunder. We recovered to them except for the men, wives, and their children. They may take them and go. We ain't giving you nothing. I don't even, anyway. All right, keep going. We're going to do one more. I think that's where we are. But David said, my brethren, you must not do this with what God has given us. He protected us and handed over to us the raiders that came against us. Let me stop right here. I'm not, because I got, so you can get this. When David captured those raiders, he got all his stuff back. You know what else he got? He got all the raiders' stuff. He got so much. He got so much until when he got back, he started giving to his friends around in the community, different cities. Just read it. But I got to go somewhere else with this today for us. So you can go read the whole chapter, read the whole story. He got everything back. So now give me Proverbs 6:31. I believe that's where I want to go. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all knows, but there's anointing on this up here. Hallelujah. Who would you consider the Raiders, those Raiders, to be? A friend? A neighbor? Somebody live down the street next, down the street from you? What do you consider them to be? Somebody you half know, somebody you met one time. What would you consider them to be? You know what I consider them to be? An enemy. Why? What did they do? They stole their family. They kidnapped their family, didn't they? They burned their houses and the dwelling places. They burned down Ziklag, the city that they lived in. Burned it. They didn't. You know, it's enough to take somebody's stuff, but they burned the places they live. Right? All right. This fella that wants you to follow him through the week, wants you to do everything he says. He wants you to fuss at your wife, disobey your boss, cuss out somebody that don't look at you right. This fella that wants you to participate, I do what I want to do. This is what the word says. You got it? But if he be found, I'm gonna put thief. But if he be found, what the King James says, but if that thief be found, he shall restore what? Sevenfold. He shall give how much? All of the substance of his house. That means when you find him, he's not only going to have to give up your stuff, you're going to get his stuff. You're going to get all of his stuff because he had no business, or he didn't have a right to be here until Adam gave him a right to be here. And since he's here, he's going to work habit in your life. I want y'all to listen to me today. He wants to work habit in your life, bring all kind of discomfort, all kind of confusion, all kind of pain and suffering, putting you in a bad way, doing bad stuff to you, messing up your family, messing up your marriage, messing up your finances, messing up your health. Huh? Putting your art with your neighbors. Even the weather don't cooperate with you. You're trying to sleep at night. Here comes strong wind trying to blow you away. Hello? Anybody in the house? And then I'm going to run buddy with him? The thing that are most precious to me, the people that is most precious to me, he had me at odds with them, dogging them out, cussing them out, mistreating them. When God had given me a precious wife and precious children to love and to communicate with, to fellowship with, to see them grow up and become strong men and women, to see a wife by my side blossoming and healthy. And here I am cussing her out and dogging her out. Just to run with him. Is it worth it? Why do people do it? Well, let me say a word they don't like for me to say. He's ignorant. I call him stupid. That's stupid. Because the wife can do you good. Wife, your husband can do you good.